It is time for another award-winning episode of the podcast, The Square and the Round, with Chris Kelly here. I'm square, there's B.B. Shea, he's round.
What's going on?
Your Western Carolina Catamount golf shirt is very becoming.
Thank
of you.
You.
I like it very, very
much. I love purple. It's one of my favorite colors.
Do you think, now I was a heavier person at the time,
yeah,
but I wore a purple shirt once, and also this character was more popular at the time, but I was called Barney the Dinosaur.
Okay.
And Grimace.
I was going to say Grimace first. Okay.
Both those.
Forgot about Barney.
But then again, people are less friendly to me than others. They'll just come right up to me and say, you look like Barney the Dinosaur at that time.
I gotcha.
I have a personality that will do like, whatever. You know.
Sure.
I never really fight back. I'm not a fighter.
I don't blame you.
No.
And you've been a visible personality for quite some time.
I don't know about that, but I know they came at me then. I can tell you that.
Even though, gotcha.
What do you feel about this with your body type?
I just wear what I want to.
I'm
not scared. I've been called everything under the sun.
And you like purple.
It don't bother me. I love it.
You don't like the beach.
Yes.
I just read something about going to a nude beach. Let me ask you this. You ever been to a nude beach?
Of course not.
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Twice. Well, no, I should say really just once. On my honeymoon, my wife and I were in Jamaica.
Wow, okay.
But here's what it was. Half of the very nice resort.
Yeah.
Half of it was clothed only. Half of it was nude.
Okay.
Only. And you had to be, the women had to be topless. The men had to be naked at the pool. Okay.
So the women had to have bottoms on.
They could. It was optional.
Okay.
But you had to be something.
Okay. Fair. Okay.
No, I'm wrong about this. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. You had totally nude. Both.
Everything had to be off.
Everything had to be
no
off.
No shoes.
Nothing.
Okay.
And they told. I guess you could wear a sandal, maybe.
Yeah.
But they told you beforehand when we went to the resort. They were like, "Now half of this property is nude only. It's not like clothing optional. It's nude. You have to be nude." So one day to go. My wife and I are actually in the wherever you check in and out to make the arrangements for the flight the next day.
Yeah.
We have one day left. And there's a sign like nude area this way. And I said, well, now or never.
We're here.
You know, it's only us. It's only us.
This would be the last day.
Correct.
We will never see anybody here again.
Of course. Of course.
We've already seen each other naked. So it ain't going to be no surprise.
Absolutely right. We know that.
Yeah.
Plus, we were looking at our personal best. We had just gotten married. So
absolutely. You have been working to get to that point. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, we look as good as we're going to look.
Yeah.
Let's go do it. Same thing you just said. So we walk. There's a pathway, probably, 500 yards. And we get to a sign that says, no clothing past this point. And I look at her and she looks at me. And I'm like, are we doing this? And we're like, okay, we're doing it. So she takes her top off.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing a bathing suit.
Yeah.
She takes the top off. I take everything off. Okay. My swim trunks get stuck on my sandal, so I'm hopping around a little.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the visual she got. Then we walk over there, and there's the pool, and there's everybody is naked. What a surreal experience.
I bet that is wild.
It is. And let me tell you, those guys were on display. They were like, wow. They're out there, you know. So I jumped right in the water.
Of course.
Immediately. I got down in the water and just looked around like, oh, my God.
You question the size of your thing whatsoever, I feel like that's the reason people don't go.
And I do question the size
of
my thing.
Yeah.
And I was right to question the size of my thing.
Because
a bigger guy should have a bigger thing, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you would think.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
Well, we were there probably 10 minutes. My wife only took off the top.
Yeah.
And somebody came by and said, ma'am, you have to take off.
Whole deal.
Yeah, right.
Was that person naked?
No, the employees were not naked. They were like the waiters.
That's a little hypocritical.
Well, but they were bringing food. I thought so, too.
But that's not sanitary.
Exactly.
To be naked. I don't know, man. Maybe it. Okay, fair.
Because they literally were coming around with, cocktails and stuff saying, can I take you? And by the way, the pool on that side of the resort was nicer than the one we were in the entire week. It was a beautiful pool. I mean, great view of the ocean.
I think if you're willing to get naked, you should get some benefits from that.
But I thought the opposite should be true. I thought they should have flip-flopped them because, more people are going to not – they're going to have more people on that side that's not naked.
But if you're no pun intended, if you're ballsy enough to get naked, you deserve the nice stuff.
That's how I feel. That was their thinking. And so I'm sitting in the water naked, and she's got her top up. Well, 5 minutes later, she still hadn't – the guy said, you got to take it, and she hadn't. So he came back by and said, ma'am, sorry, but you really do have to. And so she said, well, we're just leaving. So we left.
Oh,
she never went all the way to nude, But I sure did.
How long were you there? Naked in front of everybody.
I'd say 20 minutes. Yeah.
Not that long. Okay.
No. We just wanted to see it and sort of experience a little. Yeah. Know? The other time was we were on a cruise and we went to St. Martin to the beach there. And it was the beach right next to us. There was a stretch of it for a couple hundred yards. It was clothed, topless. It was topless. And so we were in the part that was not, but several topless women walked by. My son was about 13, and he was like, he got sunburned. He stood on a rock to watch them, and he got terrible sunburn on his shoulders, but his eyes were bugging out.
Now, you could speak to this. I feel like if everybody's naked, nothing sexualized.
I agree. There was nothing
sexual
about
it. I feel like everybody's just kind of, where you think like everybody would be erect, you know?
Yeah, no,
or maybe there weren't even that many good looking people there.
Not at all. There weren't. We were regular looking people.
Yeah.
You know, the truth is when you look at, sometimes I'll look at people like on TV and you think, well, this is what people look like. They're not.
No.
It's not. My wife watches a lot of true crime stuff.
Yeah.
And when you see like the person who's doing the story, who's the reporter, who's chiseled and great looking next to the common, the usual folks, just like us, they're so much better looking.
There's a reason why he's on TV.
Absolutely
right.
There's
a reason why there are actors and stuff.
Exactly. So yeah, we're all over there and we're all just regular looking folks. And
who just want to be naked.
I guess. Wasn't sexualized at all. In fact, I was afraid. I was like, what if I go over there and start to get like,
exactly,
an erection?
Yeah.
But I didn't, and I jumped in the water too.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody to see me. You
of
know?
Course.
Then walking out of there, you know, of course they're watching my tight little butt go away, and I'm all.
Did you notice anybody like staring you down or anything?
No.
Like, did you catch yourself like staring at people or?
Well, see, that was the thing. That's when I read this today. The question is, if you go to a nude, let's say you and I went to a nude beach together, would you sneak a peek at mine?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Exactly. The rule was. Let me read the rule. Let's see. Your friends are like the sun. Of course, you'll look at it, but you cannot stare.
Catch
1 second, and that's it. And then the other rule was sunscreen on your privates without fail, and don't let it wash off because you've got to put, you know, you've got to sunscreen your genitals.
I don't know about all that.
You don't think you'd sunscreen?
No.
You have to.
I mean,
you get burned.
Fair,
but
like that part of your body is never on display anyway.
Yeah, but it'd be so painful.
You're right. You know, I take
God,
that back.
That would be unbelievably painful. You've got to do that. You've got to do that. And you've got to think the entire time unsexy thoughts because you don't want
to be the guy turgid out there.
Oh my God, that would be the worst thing. Have I asked you how you feel about this woman from South Dakota who killed her dog in the gravel pit? That's a big story. It's a big story now.
Okay.
My wife won't watch it at all. She won't even. The woman was coming on one of the news programs the other day, and my wife just like, she turned the channel.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the story. Now I can't stand her for doing what she
did. Of course.
But a lot of people now are saying, that's life on a farm.
That's life on a farm.
I don't believe
that. That's like
though.
When you watch a nature documentary and the lion kills the gazelle, and you're like, oh my God, that's terrible. Like, they're just trying to eat. Now, I know this isn't the same situation, but that's life on the farm.
Well,
she doesn't think any difference of that. Like, it's the same reason, like, when a horse breaks a leg, you shoot it in the head. It's useless.
But that's putting that animal out of its misery. This is a dog who could have been given to anybody, could have been given to a vet who could have saved the dog. And I don't know that it's life on a farm. I just don't know that. It's a dog. It's not a pig or something that's gone rogue. It's a dog.
What did the dog do to get...
She said the dog was attacking and eating the chickens on the farm.
Okay.
And that the dog had bitten her once.
Uh-huh.
But the dog was only like a year and a half old, named Cricket.
Okay.
And so she's like, Cricket could never be taught, could never learn. And so I took it out to the gravel pit, put one in the brain. She also did that to one of the goats.
A goat.
One of the
now,
goats. Yeah.
Okay. Did the dog attack anybody outside of the family?
I think it was a family member, maybe her, that was attacked. But so she put it down, and
that's typically what happens, though, isn't
it? Is it if a dog bites? That was my next question. If a dog bites its owner, it's not put down, though, is it? No,
maybe. But if it's eating the chickens and it's eating the livestock, I feel like you got to do something about that.
But as soon as she put it in her book, a million vets came forward and said, "If she'd given me the dog, I could have properly trained the dog and then adopted it out to somebody else."
Well, of course, you know, there's always everybody who can save everything.
Would you? I won't vote for the woman. I will not vote for Christy Nolan.
Would I have shot the dog?
No, absolutely not.
But I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't know what is cool and what's not cool there.
Would you vote for her?
Would I vote for her?
Is it a disqualifier for you if she's on the ticket or running for governor?
Not necessarily, no.
It is for me. No. I'm done with her.
Even though I don't vote and I don't live in South Dakota.
I know that
wouldn't be a kill all for me.
Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump can be accused of all these terrible things against women or against people? And he's even said, basically, a quote was, I can stand in Times Square and shoot people and my supporters still support, which is true.
True, yeah.
But if the woman says, well, I killed my dog, and she's just like, oh, forget it.
Well, do you think, though, that people can resonate with him admitting he's human? Because I think for the longest, we've looked up to the president as this holier-than-thou person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe people are ready for some realness. I'm a guy. Mm-hmm. I like women.
Yeah.
You know, I've said some weird things about women before. And, you know, that's just who I am. You know, I don't understand what's necessarily wrong about that. Now, it's okay to be angry about it, but it's not weird to me that people like that.
Well, I think that's why he won.
Yeah.
I think it's like he talks like me. He says what he thinks. But I think that's why he won the first time around. Remember, those things came out about him, but now he's accused of, he's been accused of terrible things.
And he's been accused with
paying hush money to cover up his affair, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like when he said, I just grab him in the pee, you know, which is, ugh.
Guys can relate to that. As weirdly as you want to say that you don't, that's how guys talk.
In the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, that's how he won.
That's the locker room talk. Yeah. I mean, it's the truth.
I mean, he said
that. Is it right? No, but that's how guys talk.
We were talking today about you.
A word. Way,
yeah, well, like I just said, he grabs him in the pee. You'll work a little blue. You'll drop a dirty word on here, a curse word on here. I won't. I never say.
Just drop a dirty curse word in general?
I don't know why it is.
I like cussing.
I know you do. I don't mind cussing.
Outside of here, I haven't spent much time with you outside of here. Do you swear a lot in your regular conversations?
I wouldn't say a lot. I'll tell you, sometimes. I'm a man who plays pickleball. You know that. On the pickleball court, I've trained myself to say fudge or fudge ripple.
I would rather you just not say anything.
But I need to say something because sometimes you hit one, you know how a golf shot is for you.
Yes.
You hit a poor one, you're like, oh, you know, if you had a chance to win a point.
I was playing at the beach a couple weeks ago with my 2-year-old nephew and hit a bad first tee box, hit a bad shot.
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's behind me.
Shit.
Over and over and over. It was the funniest thing, man. I felt so bad.
I feel terrible.
You know, he's a 2-year-old saying that stuff, but you know, it's just how I talk.
I had a guy one time doing yard work for us, and he had brought his little 7-year-old or something, and the 7-year-old just dropped the F word left and right.
Okay.
And it's like, well, you know that. And so he's like, you know, we don't say that, you know, and he's just like, F, F, F. And I was like
apparently we do say that.
Oh my God.
He learned that from somebody.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
From the father.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's saying it. You know, sometimes I think my kids never did this. I don't know why. Like I saw the other day, I was at Chick-fil-A waiting for an order. I had ordered it on the app and I was walking inside and there were two kids like walking around on the, there's like a railing as you walk to the order, and they were standing on the railing and like holding on and walking up and down, probably 5 and 6 years old. And the mom was like, come on now, get down from there. And they never did. And I thought, my kids, they would have gotten down.
Yeah,
I agree. But I just got lucky because it wasn't like I was forceful or anything.
Yeah.
My wife was.
I got you. Well, see, I got you.
The other day, we were playing pickleball. Now, I say fudge or fudge ripple.
Yeah.
But some of the other guys were F this and S that. And, well, one of the tennis instructors who was giving lessons to kids came walking over and said, hey, you can't be talking. I mean, they gave us a warning for profanity on the court.
I'm a grown man. I can say what I want to, dude.
The kids are nearby.
I don't care.
The kids are
I don't
nearby.
Need you coming around telling me what I can and can't say.
Yeah, but the kids.
I'm struggling right now. Would you rather me hit somebody or swear? Because one or the other is going
to
happen.
And you know, I have to say this. When I say fudge or fudge ripple, it's not the same.
No, it's not.
It's just not the same. You know?
And we judge you for not actually saying the word.
I guess, but I'll say that.
Like, would you say fudge? The guy on the other side's going, what a pansy. Just
say
it.
Fudge, or I'll say popsicle.
Yeah, popsicle. Just say it.
You know, and One time, here's another. One time, I was golly, it sounds like I'm doing a lot of traveling. I was in, I believe, Jamaica, radio station trip, many, many years ago. I know. What? We don't do those trips.
Wrong
anymore.
Time.
No, we don't.
Wrong time.
You're the wrong time. Yes. You're born the wrong time.
I know. Wrong time.
Way back. This is probably 1996, yeah. And the guy I was working with, he and his family were there. I was solo, but we all were going paragliding or okay. parasailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he's got his wife and his kids, who are probably 5 and 4, you know. And so we're getting on a boat to go out parasailing, and the guys who are driving the boat are playing a rap song. You'd love it because it was filled with
of
the
course.
F-words. Like
96, I bet that was a good one, too.
Oh, God. N-word, N-word, F-word, and it was to the... He had it up, I mean, to the loudest possible volume. And the guy I worked with was like, hey, man, do you mind with the kids? And they turned it down,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I thought was... But, I mean, it's like, do you not have any awareness of your surroundings? But, I think you do need to watch yeah. out for kids like that.
Well, granted, that situation, mm-hmm. like, okay, yeah. if you're playing music aloud, then it's got to... You want to be family-friendly. But yeah. if I'm just over here doing something and I'm cussing to myself...
Yes.
Like, I'm not... It's,
well, you know, somebody would hit a bad shot and go, yeah, yeah. And the kids are right there serving yeah. the tennis ball right next door. So he had to come over and say that to us. Nonetheless, that's it.
They've heard it before. They listen to this rap.
Well, they probably
know
do.
What's going on.
They probably
They're
do.
On social media.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now
and I don't necessarily feel like we need to protect kids from hearing bad words anyway.
Oh, I do. I've always been about that. I've always tried to protect them from bad words.
As long as they know how to use it properly and to not overuse it, you know.
And what's on your mind today? What's going on in your world?
I've been having weird, like, recurring dreams recently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you have any, like, recurring dreams.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Yeah,
Like, what's it about? Like, what's going on?
Well, I always am back at school and can't get to class. I've got an exam and I can't get there.
Why? It's the same thing for me.
That's a heavy one. Yeah.
It's me and, like, I'm in school and I have a lot of work to do, but I know I'm not going to do it.
Can't get it done.
And I'm going to fail the class.
Right.
And I know I'm going to fail the class and I have to figure out what I'm going to do.
Right.
Next.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dreams are strange because sometimes I'll be in that dream and I'll say to myself, I know this is real. It's
yes.
not a dream. And then you wake up and you're like, God, it seems so
yes,
real.
Yes, because I tell myself in my dream, okay, how am I going to, like, okay, when I wake up, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to pass this class.
Yeah.
I'm like, I haven't been in school in 10 years.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what that's about.
Still, it stayed with me. I'll have that dream twice a year where I am it's wandering the hall. One of them, different version of it. I need to get books out of my locker
yeah.
for the test, and I can't remember the locker combination.
That's big. Okay.
It's like I can't. Remember how you used to – did y'all have locks?
Oh, yeah.
And you memorize it like the first day, and then you've got it, you know, and it just stayed with you the entire time, and I mean, knew it very, very well. And then in the dream, you cannot get it open, and it's just, like, devastating.
Another thing that will mess with me is I'll be at work, but I won't be doing anything, and everybody needs me to do something.
Yes.
Like, when I was working in grocery, I would work at the cash register, and there would be a line forming, but I would just be standing there, not doing anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, you need to go. Mm-hmm. The line's and I would just not do anything.
Really?
And I would sit there in my dream and go, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing anything? Do something.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a lot of, like, me not reaching my potential, I think.
One time, when I was in my... 20s, I think 20s, I peed the bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. I was dreaming that I was peeing. I got up to pee in my dream and just let fly. And halfway through the peeing, I was like, uh-oh, I'm in bed. Let me tell you. That's a low moment.
How old were you? Like
25.
25.
I mean, it's a
low
moment.
Yeah, that's a down bad moment, dude.
Well, naturally, nobody was in bed with me, but still, that was a low moment because you sit there and you're in a puddle of your own pee at age 25.
Yeah.
That is bad. And I thought, am I going to be a bedwetter?
Yeah. Had you ever done it before?
No.
I mean, other than like maybe as a
when
kid?
You're two or whatever. Yeah. No, I had not ever done that. But I chalked it up to I was dreaming about peeing.
Yeah.
Well, years later, you know, I clean the sheets and everything, of course. Years later, and I flip the mattress. But then we're moving, you know, I'm moving. So whoever's moving the mattress is like, somebody peed on
this
bed.
This, dude?
It's like, I don't know what
must have been a defective mattress.
I was like, I have no idea.
They sold me a pissed on mattress.
And the guy, the mover, was like, you need to go get your money back for this bad boy. I was like,
lost the receipt, man.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
One time I was helping a friend of mine move, he and his girlfriend, and I was moving their nightstand.
Yeah.
And like it was one of those when you're like you're in college or whatever. And so they're moving in together. They had already moved in together, moving to a new house. And I opened the door to get a better grip on the nightstand. And there's all their KY jelly and their sex aid.
Yeah, see, there are things that I would know. Don't move. I got that.
But yeah, they should have told me that.
You get this stuff.
They should have. So I just like moved it without saying anything and put it on the truck, you know. But it's like, dang, they should clean out those drawers. You know where that stuff is, you know. It's all their. It's like nipple clamps.
Yeah, the stuff closest
condoms,
to the bed. I'm like, I'll
vibrators.
I'll
I should not. That's right. Yeah. I should not have been the one doing that. But it was all those things. It's like,
as soon as you get done doing something nasty, you got to get rid of it the closest possible place.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
One more thing.
Yes.
Would you rather lose your teeth or your hair?
Ooh, hair.
You think?
I can't go without teeth. Yeah, I can put a hat on. I can't go without teeth.
Okay.
You'd rather lose your teeth or your hair?
Hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that came to me in a dream.
I'm lucky that I still have my hair and my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of guys lose their hair now.
Yeah.
A lot. It's, you know, most guys I see now are bald. I don't think I can pull that look off.
I don't think
so
either. I'm worried that my head would be like really misshapen.
Well, you've got the roundest head. That's the reason you're called the round. You have a perfectly symmetrical head.
Like
so maybe it would be okay.
Like that cue ball.
Yeah.
It would be like real. You know what I mean?
Oh, there's a lot of bald guys. Yeah. They just start to lose their hair and then shave their head. You know, I see that everywhere. The bald guy and the goatee is a very, very common.
I don't know why it's weird to me. Like, people really care about their teeth. And I know that's such a weird thing to say, but like, it was until, like, I take care of my teeth, but people are really, like, people's dreams about losing their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big thing.
That means something. I think a dream analyst says that means something else.
Yeah.
You know, teeth now, you can do a thing where you get, like, they're, like, driven into their, like, permanent false teeth. Have you heard of
veneers. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're expensive. So
a lot of celebrities have gotten those. Aaron Judge has them.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you go, like, look at his teeth when he first started, came in the league, and now.
Really?
Yeah, he's got veneers. And what's his name?
No kidding. I didn't know
Pete
that.
Davidson? He has fake teeth too.
I didn't know that. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's good
it's
stuff.
Like that and Ozempic.
Yeah,
it's like taking over the celebrity sphere. Yeah.
You hear about Ozempic boobs? I just read about this today.
No, what's that?
Women who are on Ozempic are getting either sagging breasts or they're ballooning up and looking better than they did. So some women are like, oh, I like this.
This is helping my weight and my boobs. Oh, nice.
But a lot of people think that it's just an optical illusion because you get smaller and your boobs
there
are bigger.
There we go.
But some women are like, oh, no,
this is real.
And it's weird because doctors are like, I'm not sure why they sag for some and get more firm for others.
Yeah.
Very odd. Strange.
I knew it was going to have some weird side effect.
So some people crap the bed.
Exactly.
Night, there's that.
Exactly. Too. Yeah. It's like messing with people's digestive systems.
Oh, yes.
Too. Yeah.
You've considered?
No.
No, you would not.
No,
not even
thought about it. Yeah.
Would you do it at
no.
all? No. You just eat healthy. And
even if it was just given to me, no, I wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Is it cheating or down the road there could be a side effect?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a cheat.
Both. I'm not mad at people who use it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to use it. That's great for me.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of it.
I don't think I would ever take it.
That's just me.
I don't think I'd ever do that either. You had a great top five today.
Yes.
Top five. And I have more than five. Just full disclosure. It's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I was thinking some. Busts. Top five busts. Not like breasts.
Yes. Or like bronze statues.
No.
But
athletic
professional busts,
professional athletes,
dudes or ladies who are supposed to be good
and who are
but
not.
Just never met potential.
You know, I thought you won't even know this name, but there was a woman named, you just said women, Jennifer Capriati. You ever heard of that name?
Yes.
She was a tennis player in the 80s and a phenom, and everybody said Jennifer Capriati. They talked about her like Tiger Woods in golf.
Yeah,
before Tiger Woods was a golfer, I used to hear Tiger Woods. He was in college, or LeBron James.
Yes.
And, you know, there's gonna be a guy named LeBron James. And then they come along and they do the things you expect.
Yeah.
Well, Jennifer Capriati was supposed to be that, and then she flamed out. I think she had substance abuse issues.
Oh, really?
I think, but she basically her parents just worked her to death.
I knew the name. I didn't know.
She burned out
because
she was good for. They were like, here she is, and you know, for 1 year, it's like, okay, she's the up and comer, and then she never did anything. Big disappointment. Individual sport.
Now there are no females on my list.
Me either. That's why when you said it, I thought of her.
My list comprises of football and basketball players. And I'll tell you why.
I think it's mostly football and some basketball.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
It's because when it comes to football and basketball, you get drafted, it's immediately into the league.
Yes.
Baseball players, you can get lost in the minor league system.
Well, you can bust and nobody knows it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Somebody who's the sixth overall pick last year may or 10 years ago may have been a total bust and never made it to the majors. How would we
know? You would never know about
it. No, wouldn't know it.
Same with like, and people don't keep up with the MLB draft like they do the NFL and the NBA.
Totally.
And same with hockey. Like, there are leagues before you get to the league.
Oh, yeah.
Which I feel like, well, I don't know.
You're right.
I don't know if it's really necessary.
No, you're right. That's exactly right.
So it's easy for those dudes to fizzle
well,
out.
Who's your five?
My number five is current player in the NBA, Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, he's terrible.
6'10",
huge,
240.
Huge bust.
First overall pick in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Never met. I mean, he was an all-star once.
Yes.
Okay. The fact that he was supposed to be the next LeBron.
Yeah.
And he can't shoot.
Terrible.
Can't stay healthy.
Terrible.
And he just never really got there. And I'm ready to call him a bust.
100%.
I think people are kind of like, I don't know yet. No, it's done.
Mentally.
He's had plenty of opportunities to be that good.
You won't agree with this. And I'm not ready to say he's a bust, but I think Zion Williamson's been a huge disappointment.
I give him a year. I give him one more year.
One more year to make it happen.
But the thing about
Zion. He stays so injured.
Yes. The thing about Zion, though, is when he plays, he's productive.
Yeah, but he can't.
He just doesn't
play. And, of course, the knock on him, too, is he eats all the time.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care about his weight. Although he was having a really good playoff game this year and went out hurt, and then they lost, and that was it. You know, will he be able to stay committed to something through a year, stay healthy, and play?
I don't know.
I can't call him bust because he's not awful, but what
he's definitely tracking that way.
I agree.
Yeah.
The other basketball player, one of them I have on here, is Greg Oden. Do you know him?
He's my number three.
He's number three.
Yeah. He's my number three.
He's my number five. But
yeah.
I could have told you that, though. He looked 100 when he came into the
league. I know,
man.
I
hate that.
Yeah.
But he did. I was like, I wouldn't take that. You know, Durant was, he was drafted before Durant, right?
He went one, he went two.
when and I knew, I was like, Durant's going to be good.
Yeah.
And he's not. Oden was, and he was
now
constantly
Greg
injured.
Greg Oden was first overall pick.
Was
like,
he?
Just dominant in college.
Yes.
He played 105 total games in the NBA, 8 points a game, 6 rebounds, a half assist a game.
Yeah, no good.
Never did it,
just
man.
Never any good.
And I think that's a big thing. If you're drafted over a generational talent, which I'm starting to hate on Kevin Durant a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, he's. I agree. He's. You know,
yeah.
Is he going to go somewhere else and be?
It won't matter.
I agree.
It won't matter.
His reputation now is going to be the only way he could win was to go join the Warriors. He should have never left the Warriors.
No, he should have never left the Warriors. Kevin Durant wants to. My buddy said this perfectly. He got Kevin Durant wants to show up, shoot the ball, and go home.
Yeah,
and whatever.
No leadership at all.
No, not at all. So yeah, Greg Oden was my number three.
Just, who do you have as four?
This was tough for me.
Mm.
I hated to admit this, but I think it's the truth. Bo Jackson.
What?
Bo Jackson. Football Bo Jackson.
He was okay. He got hurt.
Now, Bo Jackson's the only person in history to play in an Pro Bowl and a MLB All-Star game.
Right.
Now, his time in the MLB was different.
Yeah.
But more well-known for football, I feel like, especially coming out of college.
Yeah.
He played 4 NFL seasons, never broke 1,000 yards rushing.
Was disappointment for sure.
Was disappointment. But to be as, like, enigmatic and like talked about like a tall tale as he was to not be more successful in football and baseball was a disappointment. Now is he the best athlete of all time? Possibly.
Phenomenal.
But
college.
never put it on the paper.
You know, Herschel Walker is similar for me. I mean, do you remember Herschel Walker?
I know the name. He was a little older.
Herschel Walker is early 80s, Georgia, was the best running back I've ever seen in my life. Still.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as college running back, he's with Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the two. And Herschel Walker was unbelievable. They won the national championship at Georgia. He goes out. He's drafted by the Cowboys. Okay, fair. They trade him to the Vikings in the worst trade of all time for any team. The Vikings sent 8 picks to the Cowboys who turned the players and into more picks. They built their 90s dynasty on that trade.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you look up worst trade in NFL history, it'll be
it's that.
That.
Okay.
Best for Dallas, worst for Minnesota. And Herschel Walker then went to Minnesota and was never great. He was okay. I can't call him a bust because he's, you know, ran for 1,000 yards or whatever, but he was never much.
No,
And I like him, but he never was.
And I know, you know, injuries are a thing, but I just think that as crazy as Bo Jackson should have been, just never got there.
Let me give you my 4 and 3.
Okay.
There's a guy named Brian Bosworth. You know him?
I was yes. Him and Bo had some time in college,
No,
I'm sorry, in the
pros.
In the pros,
Bosworth was an Oklahoma Sooner.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Seahawks. In college, that's all anybody talked about. He was the first, He had like long hair.
He was the first personality.
He was a personality.
Yeah.
I mean, not the first maybe, but he was a big personality. Yeah. And he like put, you know, like designs in his hair.
Yeah.
And he played and he screamed. And so, naturally, my personality, I never
don't
liked
like
it.
Yeah,
I hated
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
He went to Seattle and did nothing.
Yes.
He was run over all the time. Within a couple of years, he was gone. Now he's on those Dr. Pepper commercials.
He
Fansville.
Is.
You
yeah.
see him?
Yes. Yeah,
Fansville.
Yeah.
And I think he had something to do with the XFL, too. Oh, he was a commentator on the XFL.
Okay. And didn't he, like, do some weird thing where, like, he called out the NCAA for...
He did.
Like, called him communist or something
yeah.
like that.
He's,
yeah.
just, he's just a personality with yeah. nothing else. Jamarcus Russell, who
okay.
was, he was yeah. the number one overall pick from LSU, yep. went to the Raiders, has been, I think they invented the term dumpster fire for him. They really did. I mean, he is
yeah.
awful. I'm a Broncos fan. He has like one victory in the NFL. It was over the Broncos.
Of course,
yeah. naturally. Beat him in Denver. Yeah. Terrible. Never took care of himself. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Fat, got money and was yeah. nothing. And owns it. Now he's like, yeah, it was a bust.
I mean, it's kind of hard to not, you know, looking back at like, he
huge
knew
bust.
that wasn't the recipe for success.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So those are my 4 and 3. Who do you have as 2?
Darko Milicic.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Second overall pick.
Why? Why did they pick him second?
LeBron, Darko, Carmelo, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade. Like,
God.
You've got Hall of Famers and then this guy.
No doubt.
Second overall pick. Here's the biggest issue.
At the time I knew. I was
yes,
like, that's a stupid
yes.
pick.
Here's the biggest issue that Darko Milicic was for me. Mm-hmm. He robbed us of seeing Carmelo play for the Detroit Pistons, who the following year won in the championship.
Oh, you're right.
And if they could have got a young Carmelo on that team, they probably would have won 4 or 5.
Yeah, who knows where they
I think
go.
They would have been one of a lot more if they had Carmelo on that
well,
team.
You're right.
Yes.
That was an awful pick because
yes.
he was surrounded by 5 great players.
He
I mean,
was.
Obviously, LeBron's going 1, but Carmelo was clearly... You may disagree. I thought Carmelo had a better rookie season than LeBron.
I've said that 100% when it happened.
You're
yeah,
right.
He made
oh, there's
it,
no doubt.
Made it to the playoffs.
No question.
Now,
he was better as a rookie
yes,
than LeBron,
of course.
I think. They gave LeBron rookie of the year, but only on name.
I mean, that was going to happen
of
regardless.
Of course, no matter
yes.
what. My 2 is Johnny Manziel,
okay.
the Cleveland quarterback. You know, at Texas A&M, he was just all world. But, you know, the problem was he had all sorts of
yeah.
drinking.
He's my number one.
He's
so
your number one, Johnny Manziel. Well, there it is.
Yeah,
right.
Talk about that. Yeah,
right,
because
yeah.
my thing about Johnny Manziel was – he was undersized.
Yes.
He was flashy, but
yeah.
he won.
Yeah.
He got it done. Won the Heisman.
In college.
He was supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
And then it just never got it to the pros, man.
I think because, again, he didn't – I don't think he took it seriously
no.
enough. He had demons himself, and he didn't get himself in the right shape and all of that.
Did you see the documentary on Netflix
no,
about him?
That.
It's
yeah.
really good.
It, I wouldn't
it
mind
is,
seeing that.
Like,
yeah.
I really don't think we knew how big he was.
Yeah.
But
oh,
it, when he
God.
Talks about his life off the field, the people that he was hanging with, the stuff that he was doing, that dude was a star.
I don't think he could handle it at such a
no,
young age.
No.
You know, you ask people to handle that at age 20.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, I agree. I always liked him. You know, he was flashing in your face, but for whatever reason, I liked him.
He played a fun game.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And he made it, it's like a video game
but
when he played.
When I saw him play, like I saw him play one game, and it was the worst quarterback game I've ever seen.
See, that's the kind of thing with like, him and Baker Mayfield are interesting to me.
But Baker's come back.
But Baker's
He's
come
right.
back.
He's
you know,
right.
Baker's, I think, he was put in an underdog role, and he's
right.
starting to come up from that. Manziel just, I don't understand why people think that it's going to get easier when you get to the pros.
I know.
That's
I know.
Such a weird concept to me.
So that was your number one.
That was
who's
my
your,
number one, Johnny
number
Manziel.
Two?
Yes.
Yeah. Or did you do that?
Darko Milicic.
You did Darko.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah,
so
yeah.
my number one then is Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf.
I'm familiar with Ryan Leaf. I wasn't really around when he was playing.
Well, Ryan Leaf, there was a huge debate. He was a big-armed quarterback at Washington State, prototypical, just could throw it a mile,
yeah.
and they went to the national championship against Michigan. They lost, but he played really well, and everybody thought – in fact, the whole debate was all you know, spring, who would the Colts draft first, Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf? And it was like a flip of the coin, and I
yeah.
said, I'd go Leaf because he just was bigger and stronger and had more potential. Now, Manning had better numbers in college, but barely. I mean, Leaf was good. Well, of course, the Colts draft Manning. You know what happened there. The Chargers drafted.
That's right, yeah.
And he was atrocious. Played like a season and a half. I mean, he had games where he'd complete 2 passes and throw 5 interceptions. Awful, awful quarterback. But after and in a look back at their careers one time, I saw somebody say, the ESPN reporter said, after the draft, they went to Manning and said, what's your next move? And he said, I just want to get the playbook in my hand. I want to get the contract stuff out of the way. Let my agent handle that. I want to get to Indianapolis. meet the teammates, meet the coaches, get the playbook so I can have it installed in my head. I want to hit the ground running when training camp comes up. The typical Peyton Manning answer.
Yeah, great answer.
They went to Ryan Leaf right after the draft and said, what's your next move? He goes, got to be honest, I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, my God. Could you script that even better?
So Ryan Leaf.
Could you script that better?
And look what happened.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't put in the hard work. I heard a couple of years ago somebody entertained the thought of him like being a commentator on the draft, and everybody's like, you can't have
him. Why would you do that?
You can't do that.
But he would really bring a decent perspective,
I guess,
though.
I mean, he was an awful bust. I mean, mine, a lot of them are quarterbacks. The Manziel and Russell and Leaf are all quarterbacks. Yeah. You know, I considered Matt Leinart going on, and Jeff George.
Yeah.
Terrible. Terrible.
You know, some people were talking about Anthony Bennett. That was such a weird.
That was too strange.
Nobody really expected that at all.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
that was an odd. That was a farce, dude.
Yeah, I agree. There have been many. I mean, you could go through a lot of them, but those are, you know, like in baseball. You're talking about how what happens in baseball to me is you're a Yankees fan. They get traded or dealt to the Yankees. And they can't stand the bright lights of New York, and then they perform poorly.
They can't.
There, you know,
it's a tale as old as time. Yeah. And as a Yankee fan, seeing it firsthand,
it happens
all the time.
That's real.
I think about this dude, Carl Pavano.
Oh yeah, I know Carl Pavano.
He's a pitcher for the Marlins. I think killer.
I wanted him so bad for the Red Sox, and he goes to the Yankees. Not any good.
Sucks.
Yeah, not any good.
Happens all the time.
Something Brown was terrible. Same thing. Almost exactly.
This dude, Sonny.
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray.
Yeah, yeah. He went from the A's.
Was great. Sucked. Now he's good again.
Yeah,
dude,
that's right.
What happened?
They can't handle New York.
No, they can't.
I think a couple of other cities. They're baseball crazy in Boston. It happens there. Philadelphia, but New York is the king of that.
It is. It's
terrible. That's the bust there.
Yeah.
This was a provocative and entertaining square in the round.
That's absolutely, yes.
You brought this to the table. That was a good, a lot
like
of sports
it.
There at the end, but
yeah,
I like it.
For sure.
I think this might actually win us an award.
We will find out in a couple weeks.
When we accept the award, this will be, let's play the clip from
there
this
There we
one.
Go. Absolutely. Huh? Episode 43.
Another episode. Download it, tell your friends, subscribe, all that stuff. The square and the round.